you. Welcome to the Blue Ridge Team. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenwood County. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. It's also via a Galena node. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater sits atop Cedar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina or South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed are from the frequency are provided to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Stephen, KA4PQA, asked me to announce this evening on the net that the Greenwood Hamfest has been canceled. I don't think they're rescheduling. He just said they had canceled it and wanted me to make sure it got announced on the repeater tonight. So everybody,
I appreciate that. Sorry to hear that. The Hamfest has gotten canceled. Does anybody need any fills on Patrick's announcement? It's so-called WG4MC or net control. I appreciate you bringing that announcement, sir. Can we go ahead and check you in, sir?
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Stay warm up there. Again, hope you and the family are doing well. All right, are there any additional announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call WG4MC or Net Control. Kurt and Patrick, appreciate you bringing that announcement around in the Greenwood Hamfest. Unfortunately, it is being canceled. Alrighty, this is WG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Now I'll start the pre-jam function of the repeater, starting with W2AMD. That's Andrew in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we have K4XMR, Mel Prosperity. W4FCM, Fred NTR, his wife Isla, N4IEI. AA4GH, that's Gus in Florida. KO4ZEW, Ben, Simpsonville. K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, that's Don, his wife Linda. Linda, KG4QLQ, they make their home in Piedmont. Then we got Mr. John in Brown Summit, North Carolina, KM4RJN. And then we've got KB2. No, excuse me. Oh, yes, KB2BYQ, that's Dave and Easley. Then we got KC4W Bill and Anderson. And then we got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine and Travelers Rest. And then we got W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Now we'll go to the roll call and watch around and run. This is a direct net. Again, it's at all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please keep your call signs off. Phonetically is always appreciated. Name, location, and send your intent to remove the net for the RACI portion. Alrighty, and let's see. We don't have any echo link stations up, so tonight being Thursday night, we'll start with the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in M0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. I hope everybody stays warm and safe tomorrow. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Don.
Keep your powder dry there, Chris. See you later.
M0TR, that's Tom and Greer. Appreciate you talking about Tom. Tell Bernice we said hello. Hope you are doing well and stay warm. Then we got KO4QLG, that's Chris and Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Hope you and the family are doing well. And again, stay warm out there. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. on the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the end of the alphabet, the Uniform through Zulu Group, you through Zed for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
G4MC. Ping, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie, that's KQ4, DRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but 73 to the net.
KQ4ZRC, that's Grayson in Sapphire, North Carolina. Appreciate you talking by. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, you through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G. Out of turn, Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform. KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
KK4, FTU, that's Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown. Appreciate you stopping by, Richard. Hope you and the family are doing well and stay warm. All right, we'll sign down the next alphabetical route with the Alpha through Delta Group, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 72 and all on the net.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WG4MC. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling the net. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you all on the net.
WG4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, would like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick. And he brings along KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, there in Piedmont. And via telephone relay, KM4MOQ, their daughter Michelle in Ware Shoals. Rick, please tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hello. Stay warm out there. And then we got W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Appreciate you talking about Dave. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller and all things SwapNet. And his wife, Joy, K3JOY, they make their home in easily. Gary, tell Joy we said hello. Hope you are doing well and stay warm out there. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. KB1, BNT, James, and Taylor's, negative and negative. Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November, Tango.
I got Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November, Tango. Is that a QSL?
QSL.
Okay, if I get your name and location, please.
James and Taylor's.
Thanks for stopping by again. Hope you and the family are doing well and stay warm out there. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'll slide down the next alphabetical route, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Be negative, negative tonight, Matt. Stay on the warm side of the door.
I'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Harry up there in Kenner, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And yes, I agree. Let's stay warm on this side of the warmth. And hope everybody's all nice and prepared, ready for this winter event starting tomorrow. And be careful. All right, additional stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. For your 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
I'd like to welcome W4 FHJ. That's Gene and Taylor. Appreciate you stopping by, Gene. Hope you and the family are doing well and stay warm. Alrighty, we'll fly down to India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or net control.
MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, a bonus mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
MC. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll just be short time tonight. 73.
K4MC. Thank you for being there for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. Take care. 73.
4 MC. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. And I'm on the base now. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
WG4MC, this is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta Mars, St. Petersburg, Florida. Hope y'all stay warm up that way. Good evening to you, Matt. Back to net control. We'll be negative and negative.
Wife Donna, KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, tell Donna we said hello. Hope you're doing well. Stay warm, and then we got Andy, KI4LZI, up there in Table Rock. Appreciate you talking about Andy. Hope you're doing well, and stay warm. Additional station, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Off with there, Matt. I don't know how many people recognized you. There was an Echo Link station in there, KI4DOS.
I haven't looked at my phone for a minute. Appreciate that. All right, 7G4MC, looking for Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Net control, here is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta Marsh down here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We hope you all stay warm up that way. Stay safe, stay dry, and we'll turn it back to you. We'll be negative and negative, Matt.
That's welcome. K2LXD, that's Mars in St. Peter's, Florida. Appreciate you talking about Mars, and I know you're a lot warmer than we are. Appreciate you and safe travels back to KGH. Alrighty, we're in the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. See with Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'll sign down the next alphabetical route, the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike through Popeye group, M through P. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4PXB, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Alright, WG4MC, now we've been through that alphabet once, so now we'll open up to the B group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, now secure the four points of the net with our thanks for checking in all stations with you. Do secure may do so. Don't have anybody signed up for RASU, but I know we're all keeping our eye on the sky with this weather situation. Just checking the forecast here for tomorrow. For us here in the upstate, 3 to 5 inches. And I know you guys in the mountains, there's going to be even more. Highs only going to be 32 degrees here, 25 at night. So, like I said, make sure you prepare the house. You know, cover up all the faucets and let the water drip and, you know, keep the pipes from freezing up and just stay safe and make sure we're checking out on our neighbors and, you know, just look out for everybody.
Anyway, I'm actually working from home tomorrow. I'll probably be monitoring the repeater all day in between working a little bit, but no, just again, just monitoring the repeater a little bit while I'm working. And like I said, it's just everybody just stay safe out there. Anyway, looking for additional check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November, KC4HIN. My name is Ken, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, 228 East Fountain in South Carolina. I'll stick around for some comments and thank you for calling in.
KC4HIN, that's Chad in Fountain Inn. And, well, Chad, stump is freshly swept off. Hopefully it won't get covered up with snow too much tomorrow. But anyway, its frequency is yours, sir. What you been up to?
Okay, well, I wasn't expecting that, but thank you. Yeah, I just got off work maybe about an hour ago. And in my line of work, we do go out and we do work with the linemen, so kind of worried about what this storm's going to bring us in terms of power outages and down trees and power lines. After having Helene come through, I'm kind of tired of that. I'm ready for all that to be over. I think anybody on the frequency tonight can agree with me. That was a rough time, especially up in North Carolina. But I actually do have a question for any hands, including yourself. I have moved to a new location, and I need to change my address with the FCC. Does anybody know how I go about doing that and what the process is?
HANWG4C, well, you need to go to the FCC's website and register for your account at the FCC's website, and then you can put in an application through your account to get your address changed.
Okay, I will do that. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I haven't been on the air a lot lately. Is there any club events or anything going on that I haven't heard about?
Well, we're going to have a ham fest on Saturday, but it's kind of canceled. I take it because of the weather and everything. But, yeah, just go down there on the FCC's website and click under the Universal License System. And, like I said, sign in, you know, create an account. And, like I said, you should be able to change your address there, sir.
3I4LZI. The address, Bill, but he's wanting to know about some activity that's going on in amateur radio. If you're willing to go down there and stand in the cold, the Anderson Radio Club's having a winter field day on the last weekend of this month. Now, let's see, that was, well, I remember trying to remember what they said, where it was at. I believe it was down at Williamston. Down at Williamston somewhere, they're going to have a winter field day for anybody that's interested. You too, Chandler. Back to you too, Net Control, KI4LZI. I just wanted to point that out to him.
Andy, did you need any additional information from Andy regarding that, sir?
That's a good. No, sir, I can find that information. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't any club events that I missed out on or that are upcoming. And I could go to their Facebook. But I enjoy talking on the air and hearing about it over the radio. That, to me, that's the way to hear about it in amateur radio, is over the air. It's a community of good people. And that's why I like it. But I have nothing further than that, and it's good talking with y'all. Thank you for coming to me. I wasn't expecting the Red Chief portion to be right now. I figured you'd be in the slap middle of the formal first portion. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much. 73KC4HAD.
Appreciate good talking to you again. Stay warm out there and everything. All right, 7G4C with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Looking for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like check-ins, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo. This is Chris down here in Greenville. I'll be in and out tonight, 7:30. Everybody on the net.
Welcome, K-O-4-R-U-R. That's Chris in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Chris. Hope you and the family are doing well and stay warm. All right, this was the check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. We're in the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
C. Please check in. KQ4WHN, Mark from Greer. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. Mark from Greer, you can check me in and out, but I will be hanging out listening just a little bit as I get other things done tonight. Everybody stay warm and stay off the road if you can.
Chris, Team Internet, would like to welcome KQ4WHN. That's Mark in Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Mark, and I agree. Stay off the road. I'm thankfully going to be able to work from home tomorrow and stay out of that stuff, and everybody stay warm. All right, WG4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Final call for check-in to Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Well, this is Laura in Simpsonville, KQ4TBS. Please check me in, and please check in my husband, KQ4TBE. We will both be negative and negative today.
Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC4, IVP, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative as well.
KQ4TBF, that's Laura in Simpsonville. She brings along her husband, KQ4TBE. And I didn't get your husband's name, Laura, if you could please come back.
KQ4TBF, my husband's name is Jonathan.
Jonathan in there. Hope y'all are doing well down there in Simpsonville. Stay warm. Now we'd like to welcome KC4IFT. That's Steve in Simpsonville. Appreciate stopping by, Steve. Again, stay warm out there. All right, well, we got another couple of check-ins, so we'll go another round of check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Correction. KC4IVP. India Victor Papa.
4IVP, India Victor Papa. Sorry about that, Steve.
No problem. Have a great night, 73s.
All right, we're continuing with check-ins. We're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet. Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. If you like check-ins, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. And everyone on the net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
Oh, pause means we have everybody, so stand by just a second. I'll send the old net report. The Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the meter back to normal amateur use. 73, everybody stay safe and let's stay off the roadways. 73, WG4MC clear.
4DOS, KO4HKX. 4DOS, KO4HKX. KO4HKX, clear.
KX, N4ZLK.
KO4HKX here.
Check in a minute ago.
I was doing my daily closeout.
I check in. I think I was the last one, and then there was a long pause, and then he set the net report.
Tells the reason why, Shane, I think you doubled with him. That's sounded like me there was a double, but I wasn't until I heard you just say that. I didn't know that it was you.
I was on my HT in the kitchen, and I keyed up right when he said, is there anybody else, but must not have come through.
But being that you just, even though you're 100, you know, more power would have come through enough to where I could read you. I heard the double, but I couldn't tell who. Go ahead, Patrick.
Heard it all, so I don't have anything in it to say.
No problem, just checking. I'm going to bed. I just thought I'd try to check in real quick. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks, Andy. See you, Patrick. M4ZLK.
Go ahead. I don't know if Patrick's still running his run tomorrow or not. Sounds to the weather, you know. If he should, he better be careful. KI4LZI. JBQ. KK4JBQ. This is KI4LZI.
KK4JBQ.
Do you think, well, being where you are, it shouldn't be that bad, but what do you expect to encounter down there with the weather?
Way to put it, Andy. I don't imagine I'll encounter anything, because I'm going to stay in the house. I've not been well lately, and it's laryngitis, I think. But I needn't get out in the cold, for one thing. And you just don't know this time of year, right at the beginning of winter, you don't know whether they're going to have, if you have any snow or sleet or ice or whatever, the temperatures sometimes get up so that you have some melting, and then you have refreezing, and then you have slip and slide and fall and break things. It's a well-known property of being older. Oh, let's say anybody who trips over 70-something. You got to stay upright. You can't be down on the ground trying to get up, you know. So I'm not going to get out tomorrow. I think Donna and I have some warm-it-up type of food that we can get by on, and she won't have to work too hard at it. We'll be fed. I'll probably, if nothing happens to the internet, I'll probably be on the computer most of the day. What do you got planned?
Well, see, I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but odds are, as you say, I'm going to be out as little as possible. I was just going to suggest to you, you know, I know you're having trouble with that digital tone, but you might want to at least monitor 147.135 just in case about whatever should go about and go on, and as far as up here goes, like I said, it's a hard call. As you say, sometimes you get snow, and as you said about the ice, that's the most dangerous part of it. That's kind of the only bad thing about how I've got things here set up now. Even though I've got good internet, real good, and got long distance, why I can call you here now. It's by, what's that? Upcountry fiber, but it's all on the Blue Ridge electric poles. And back during the early October situation, those is down for a couple of weeks, so you know, it's just good and bad. Like I was telling someone else early over on the 7-9 repeater, there's times when it's not that bad in the winter, times it is. I was telling them about back in January 1988, where this area here in the upper part of the...
Well, was before we moved into the area. We came in about, I think it was 99. We hadn't tripped over the 2000 yet. So I did not know there was that kind of snow here. We haven't had anything close to that measurement. I live in deep snow up in Michigan. And I didn't have any fun. Well, I wouldn't say that I didn't have any fun. I found out what cross-country skiing was all about. You just put skis on. They're longer than the sport skis that you do fancy things in the snow, you know. Jumping off of, you know, that kind of thing that you see on the Olympics, you know. No, cross-country is just putting these long skis on and shuffling, you know, just scoot, 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 scoot. Now, it's fun, yeah, but nothing you want to do every day. If you live up there, you got to get around somehow. And if it does come a heavy snow, you can use snowshoes, I suppose. But skis, you get there faster. Snowshoes, you got to, you know, really, you have to step like you're in shoes, you know, really. Anyhow, I'm really proud to live down here where it's not every year that you get snowed in. You know, I lived in Richmond for a while, and it snows real deep in Richmond. This is Virginia. This is just up the road. But maybe it's exactly where it is. It's closer to the water, you know, over to the east. I don't know what it is, but Richmond got heavy snows. Okay. LZI, KK4JBQ.
JI4LZI, you got to remember back in those days, even Greenville County, everything around here, all first responder stuff was analog, and I was still working at the time, and I got caught in it myself, but to best of my knowledge, as long as I've been living, that's the deepest snow we've ever had around here was what happened in January of 88. Now, March of 1993, that might not have happened down there where you are, though. I just remember the results up here. We had what you had called a little mini, I don't know, a little mini, fire was out, trees was down, and where you couldn't see anything, and us up here. And that happened in 88, with the deep snow in January, that happened all up here in the upstate.
You put that just one big mess. Yeah. Well, I like living where bad weather is just an inconvenience, you know, not so much life threatening. I mean, but it's, you know, you got things to remember. You know, I can think of times when I was driving a little compact car. And somebody had invited me over to a house party that they were having. And people up there, now this is in Michigan, people up there, they don't think a thing about going out in a heavy snowfall or a 3 foot on the ground snowfall, you know, that happened yesterday. People are still recovering. They just don't care. They salt the roads real heavy and they plow the roads and, you know, they keep life going that way, I suppose. So anyway, I thought to myself, I'd lived there a few years, and I thought, well, why not? But the little car that I had at the time didn't have any weight at all. Well, it was a compact car, so I went and I enjoyed the little party that this couple was having. And I went to go home, got in the car, and Well, it was still snowing, so where I parked, it had snowed another 4 or 5 inches. The car wouldn't move. It just wouldn't move. It was snowed in. And so this is how I got home and why I remember this. So some of the other people that went to the party, they saw me and they saw that I was stuck. So because the car was small, I think there was like 6 people, including myself, that lifted that car up and walked it out of the snowbank that it was in and then set it down. I got home that night. Well, that's the first time anything like that ever happened to me. And you remember stuff like that. I grew up in Tennessee. We had some snows there. We had some epic snows there, you know. But this was back in the 60s. I was still going to high school, I guess, at that time. And, well, when it snowed and they closed schools, you just took the day off. You know, they closed the schools. But, and that's a different kind of snow. Snow in the mountains is different than snow in the flatlands. You know, anyhow, here we are. I hope everybody is sensible and doesn't try to do more than they should. And certainly not go on the road and try to play. I remember that. There were some people who just had to go out and do donuts. You know, just go fast, slam on the brakes, turn the wheel real fast, and go round and round and round. It's, you know, the craziest thing. You see people do that some places, and they're just being crazy. Well, my opinion anyway, KK4JBQ.
Tells the guy, well, that's all I've ever had most of my life is small cars. Small cars, and I have to be very picky about that in a lot of situations, even then. That happened in January of 1988. I tried it once, found a slick spot, spun around the end up on the side of the road in the snow. Luckily, nothing was damaged. And after that, I come back here back home and give it up that time. And this and here, I don't remember when this was exactly now, but we had quite a bit of ice, though. And it had to been sometime in, I was there, probably in the mid-90s. Out there at Pigeons, I went that way where normally I'd go 135 to Easley. Well, I went that way thinking I was going to dodge most of the ice. And out there at Pigeons, they would have things in better shape. Well, I got out there and I started going down from Pigeons going to Easley. And right down there at the bottom of the hill, right out of Pickens, I slid in that yellow Pinto I had from about halfway up the hill all the way down to the bottom. I did just slide. Luckily, nothing severe happened. But it sure had me really concerned. Because, like I said, I managed to make it on, but it really scared me.
Well, Andy, I'm sure there's, if you live long enough, and if you don't live in Arizona or something, you're going to have a run-in with bad weather, cold, bad weather, different ways of having bad weather, but the thing that I just thinking over those years in December and 68, we had our worst snows back in East Tennessee, where I'm from. And of all the snows, the deep ones, I kind of like the deep ones. You know, maybe it was almost 4 foot deep, you know. And that was epic. Just one of those that I can recall. Just one. So deep snows were kind of fun to walk in, you know. And when snow is that deep, you go outside, and the snow itself, you know, it's a textured surface. You get down real close to it, it's not smooth. It's a textured surface, so it's sound dampening. It makes everything so quiet. And of course, the birds are not too keen on flying around when it's real cold and all the food's covered up, you know. So they're somewhere warm and safe, the birds. So it is so quiet. That's the memory that stuck with me with that deep snow. How I had to lift my feet way up and then plunge my foot down in front of me so I could walk. And I didn't walk more than probably 10 feet, but that wore me out. You know, a real big step, and then another real big step. And well, you know, but if I just stood still, it was as quiet as I can ever remember. You're outside, you know, we're near, you know, nothing's moving. 4 foot of snow, nothing moves. So you don't hear an engine. You're outdoors, so you don't hear house noises, you know, the refrigerator running or something like that. And it was quiet. It was so, so quiet. And peaceful, you might say. Yeah, I remember that. But the very worst thing is ice. I got myself in some real, real trouble. The one time that I slid into a snowbank, and there was nobody around. And I was on a road that came to an intersection that was a bank. And the bank was probably 20 feet high in front of me. And the ice was such that I didn't have any brakes. No, you could pump the brakes, you could put it on easy. I had plenty of time. And I wasn't going more than 15 miles an hour because I was trying to be slow about it. But that car would not stop. There was no brakes. It was scooting on the ice. I tried to tap it, just tap, tap, tap. That didn't work either. So here I am, and the front of my car, wham, into that 20-foot bank. Now, the trouble is that this was a T intersection. So the road that intersected the road that I was on, it comes from my upper right to my lower left. And the nose of my car is in the bank. So if you got that picture right, I'm broadside to any car that comes down. If the car was coming up, they could see me well in time. But if they're coming down, they just couldn't see me before they slammed right into me. So I did something that my dad taught me to do back when we drove in a place in the country where you didn't have curbs. No. You drove with ditches on both sides of the road. So he taught me how to get out of a ditch. And I was in a ditch with snow and ice. So she said, you just rock it just a little bit forward and then, you know, change gears, go backward. A little bit forward, then go backward. A little more. And I rocked that car for almost 10 minutes. Finally got it out of the nose of it was down in a ditch. I just became very lucky. KK4JBQ.
For LZI, well, down at the bottom of that hill is an intersection. Luckily for me, at that time, there wasn't nobody one word speak up there, because that's the only thing that saved my can, you might say, because from about halfway up it, going down, I kept my wheel straight, but I slid down through there, through the intersection, and then it starts back up a little bit, and then that's when I was able to get it back to doing right again. But if there'd been a lot of people out there at the time, I would have been in big trouble.
You had your close calls, too. I've mostly been very fortunate. I only had one bad accident. It wasn't my fault. And it had to do with the way the road was cut. If you were in the other car that hit me, you couldn't see over the hill. You were topping a hill, okay? Just imagine you're on the road and you're topping a hill. All you can see is, you can't see the road anymore, right? As soon as you crest the hill and go down the other side, I was on your right in an intersection to that road. I don't know if I painted that picture well enough, but I'm on your right. You're coming over a hill. The first thing you see is me. But I didn't see you in time, and so I eased out. I've been over this road many times. I eased out into traffic, and as soon as I did, you topped that hill, you come over the hill, you strike my car and strafe it. I mean, your car travels down the whole driver's side. I got out into the intersection enough so that you just tear right through the right side of my car. And I hope I made that clear enough. It was a bad day. It was Sunday. I was on my way to church. That made it worse. But anyway, the only accident I ever had. And the lady who was driving, my notion is that she was driving too fast for the conditions, for the road surface, you know, as it is. You got to come over that. If you've ever been on that road before, you know that you can't see the other side. And so you don't come over at the posted speed for the road. You come over a lot slower than that, so you have time to stop. The timing was perfect for the two of us to have an accident. Hers, where she was, where I was, the speed of the vehicles. I was at a stop, you know. So when I didn't see anything coming, you know, I can't see her. She can't see me. I'm at a stop sign, and I ease out into the intersection. Right then, she comes over the top of that hill, and she slams me. It was a badly made road. That's all I got to say. KK4JBQ.
Well, if somebody had come up and I had rode up through that intersection when I was sliding down that way, there would have been no way I could have stopped from hitting them. And before I started feeling it sliding, I was just barely creeping. But it was dark down through there, and what lights I got down through there's not that great, and I couldn't really see that there was ice there until I felt myself sliding forward. And I got very lucky that no one didn't come through the other road, through that intersection, because there's no way I would have ever stopped. And when it comes to this kind of weather, the snow's not what really, as you say, bothers me. Because there was a time back in 1983 from down there at Greenville Tech, down there, up here in the snow, in a small car, and had no problem. But that ice, it really makes me nervous when you got no control and you hit it unexpectedly like that, and you just don't, well, there ain't no controlling things. That's like a lot of these people with Jeeps and four-wheel drive. You know, they got better advantages. I don't dispute that. But even mean to the ice. You get in a situation where ice is severe enough, even they're going to be incapacitated.
I guess we both had our close calls, and we're here to talk about it. That's the blessing right there. We're here to talk about it. Well, Andy, I don't even plan to walk outside tomorrow. I think it's going to be just about as cold as it was today. Maybe colder because it'll be ice, snow, you know, as ice, be ice all around. No need to get out there and slip and slide. I think people my age break things easier. You know, if you slip and slide and fall down, you break hip, you break leg, you break your foot, you break, you know. I've heard right here on this repeater, I've heard people talk about breaking all of those parts. One and another. And I just don't want to break anything. I never had a broken bone in my body. And I've fallen out of trees. You know, when I was younger and climbed trees like a kid will do. But your bones get brittle. I'm in my 70s now, and I figure my bones are no better than anybody else's bones. So if I'm not careful, I'm going to break something. And that is a big change of life, you know. And I'd rather just leave here quietly. Not, you know, any big ruckus or anything. Nobody having any pity on me because he's not been able to walk ever since his accident, you know. I can do without that. I'll take what comes, of course, but I'd just be proud to get out of here without breaking a bunch of bones. KK4JBQ.
We'll go ahead and let you go. I just remembered that about you said about laryngitis, but when it comes up these times where there's risk of ice, and up here where I'm at, there's a lot more encountering with it than there is down there in Greer area and, you know, in places like that where you are. And half the time, they don't always do something about these roads like that time there. Well, I slid it down through that intersection down there. Best I could tell, they didn't. Either they didn't know about it or they just didn't do it. I don't know. But none of that had been treated. But when I started sliding, luckily I kept it straight and just was lucky nobody didn't come from the other way in that intersection at the bottom of the hill. KK4JBQ, I'll go ahead and let you ask your voice.
KI4LZI. Being thoughtful, Andy, I'm actually feeling kind of decent right now. I've never been up your way, so I have to ask this question. I can't make a picture in my mind of what your roads are like. Are they paved? Are they just graveled? You got ditches on both sides, or you got, you know, what's your roads like all the way up to your house?
Hell, see, back in my grandpa's day, a lot of these roads were nothing but dirt and mud. But you gotta look, that was back in the 50s. Most everything up here is paved now, but it's kind of like anywhere else. You always hear about roads need repair. Well, a lot of them need repair, and in decades past, they didn't always get out here, and what it was due, they didn't know about it, or what happened when they didn't. They don't always get these icy places treated in time. Like I was telling you about to happen to me right out there, right out down below the town of Pickens there. That was early one morning, and best I could tell, nothing was treated. It must have happened overnight, you might say. You know how unpredictable this weather is. slow about treating the roads. And back in my grandfather's day, a lot of these roads was dirt, mud, and gravel in dirt time. Like that road that goes back over from Sassafras Mountain into North Carolina. That thing was a gravel road up until, I guess, I finished high school. That road up at Sassafras goes into North Carolina.